This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Halloween.
Let's do it.
I got to get in the fucking mindset.
Boo.
Give me 10 minutes. I have to change my pants.
10 minutes?
That's way too long.
10 minutes if you shit your pants, that's too long.
If it's liquid shit, 10 minutes, but if it's solid shit, you should need 2 max.
Wow.
I actually don't want to talk about this.
No.
The doctor was the mummy. He stood on a block of fat. Both of them were swamp things. It was the cabin in the woods. He stabbed him with an ice cold. The works and the horse's neck dead.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to another episode of Terrifying Sounds. Tonight we're playing the audio of a very scary incident. Here we have Colonel Tillamandu and Dr. Savannah as they made their way into the pyramids of Egypt. And as they went further and further down into the bowels of the pyramid, they came upon a sarcophagus of one Tutankhamun. Hear now the audio of them opening the sarcophagus, which is the last known audio of both Colonel Tillamandu and Dr. Savannah.
Dr. Savannah, it's a little bit dusty in here. I'm afraid I might sneeze.
That's okay, Colonel. It's the times where sneezing is not a big concern to me. Just go ahead and make sure you don't cover your mouth. Sneeze it out as hard and as fast as you can. And if a little gets on me, a little gets on me. A little dirt never hurt nobody.
Dr. Savannah, the people back at base are sort of accusing you of being a pervert for sneezes, and that moment didn't quite help your case.
Well, we're not back at base, are we? Kind of feels like out here in the wilds, two gentlemen can just kind of be who they really are. No need to judge each other or judge each other's perversions.
And there's no one here who could wake up from a 1,000, 2,000-year sleep to judge us for me sneezing directly in your mouth.
Colonel, I love your famous dry sense of humor. Now,
and
I also love your famous
sneezes.
Wet sneeze.
Stepped on your joke.
Well, yeah,
sorry.
You did. We've been working together for too long, Colonel. Too long.
I'm so sorry.
Is it the way I hit dry? I telegraphed it too much when I said dry sense of humor.
I think I'm just overly caffeinated, Doctor, and I stepped on your joke. I felt it coming, and instead of letting you do it, I sort of cut the ribbon for you, if you will.
Not a problem, Colonel.
Gotcha!
Here's where I'll pause this audio to let you know I should have skipped ahead. Sorry, let me fast forward here. And now we get to the moment of the opening of the sarcophagus.
Wow, that was scary as all hell. Glad that's over.
Yes, we got away unscathed.
And here's where I'll pause. It seems I've fast-forwarded too far. Now, of course, fast-forward is a new technology in 1910, so I'm still getting used to it. Let me try and rewind slowly, see if I can catch it right in time.
Here's an idea. Mummy!
Zombie?
Sorry. No, I'm what? No, don't get offended.
What the fuck?
I know
don't
you're a mummy.
Don't apologize to him. You're a British gentleman. You shouldn't have to apologize to him.
Curse.
Well, thank goodness we got away unscathed.
Hey, why don't we go back to base camp and why don't I take off all my clothes and you could try that sneezing thing again? There we go.
Come on, cover mouth.
No.
Turn tape over and welcome to another episode of Blair Riddle Riddle. This is Blair Riddle Riddle, Number six, I'm Adelterify.
Number six?
Yeah. Yeah, introduce yourself with a spooky little name or something.
Trick or Keef.
Hell yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I will be John Pumpkin Cohen.
Okay, and that's, of course, we've, I think, for the last 6 years mentioned that's very similar to David S. Pumpkins.
Happy 6 year anniversary of the maddest I've ever been of you.
Thank
maddest
you.
Maddest I've
Aaron.
Ever been at you, other than the ball pit. And of you, other than the ball pit. We made it 6 years after the time where I was the angriest I've ever been.
Speaking of the angriest you've ever been, Aaron, right before we started recording this episode, you mentioned that you were mad at Lou, your dog, and you said something that made me laugh very hard. Can you repeat what you said?
Trying to remember what I said. Did I say she's a stinker and I'm going to send her to space?
You said she's a little stinker and I'm going to send her to space. And I couldn't stop laughing. And I said, that sounds like something Katharine Hepburn would say in like a old timey movie.
You're a little stinker and I'm going to send you to space.
And we've decided to write a movie starring CGI Katharine Hepburn and a dog where all Katharine Hepburn does is dress down the dog and keep threatening to send it to space. So
our
look
budget
for that
is negative $2,000.
How have you already spent $2,000?
We had a dinner to talk about it. It was a very expensive dinner. Okay, so speaking of the maddest you've ever been, we should answer last year's riddle, which was, if you remember from 1 year ago today, it was, why didn't the monster eat the crazy person?
I wonder if everything that makes you mad can eventually be something you don't care about at all. Because that's progress in my mind.
Yeah.
From anger to apathy?
From anger to apathy.
The JPC story?
Letting go, letting go, letting go.
Let go and let God. Why didn't the monster eat the crazy person?
Because he wasn't hungry for Adel.
He was allergic to nuts.
JPC, did you look this up?
No, but I have a little bowl of cashews right here, and I have been snacking on my little cashews.
You are
like a little
allergic.
Rabbit.
Your face is swelling. The answer is he was allergic to nuts.
I was gonna do a thing where I opened the coffin in the opening and started eating some of the coffin bugs inside. But then I was like, you know what? Even though I was going to call them coffin bugs. I have that all planned out. Even though that move was telegraphed, I don't think people enjoy eating on mic. And so I said, I can wait. I can wait to eat my little cashews until we take a little break.
That's very pleasant of you. Let's take a moment of silence to just appreciate how thoughtful that was of JPC not to smack his little cashew lips on Mike. Oh, no, he's doing it.
Oh, he's doing it.
Well, you asked for it. You don't do the moment of silence, man. You know what he is. I'm sorry for all the people that have the fake disease where they can't listen to me eat a cashew or whatever. Fuck off. No. Happy Halloween.
Misophonia?
I'm on your side. I wish I could lay in bed with a microphone and eat Cape Cod potato chips the entire time we record an episode. That's my secret wish. So I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, I guess I have the easiest job in the world, but it's still too hard.
my little crunch obsession has been Trader Joe's has these mung bean crackers.
Oh my God.
They're just the fucking perfect sweet,
so
salty snack. I gave JPC a bag, and then I gave JPC five bags.
he gave me five bags, and guess how long they lasted in this fucking house?
14 minutes.
What? Yeah, it was about 15 minutes. It was a mung bean feeding frenzy in my kitchen. Little mung bean shark.
Gotta get the mung.
I do also, God, it's so fun to say mung bean.
Yeah.
Mung bean, top tier bean.
I'd say cashew king of nuts and mung bean king of beans. I think.
Mung bean sounds like Kong bean, and king of beans makes me think of like king of beasts, and now I want to see like Mung Island, where like the big mung bean lives.
Aaron, do you remember
anything?
Sorry, I'm having a bit of a brain fart. Maybe we can cut this out. Do you remember what Tutankhamun is? You know Tutankhamun, he's sort of like
a mummy.
Yeah, that's right. Mummy, 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 spider, spider, spiders. Oh, give me such a fright. A ghoul terrifies haunted doll hair giveaway based on a tome attitude, my death in Riddies and Puzzies. Undead Adel writes a check. It's time for another spooky, spooky game show. Are you two ready to play?
Ready to win.
I have a question. Have we done this before?
Yeah, we've done it before. Several times.
Okay. We've done this several times. This version, the spooky version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mummy. Spider, give me such a fright. A ghoul terrifies, haunted doll hair giveaway.
A ghoul terrifies, haunted doll hair giveaway.
Based on the tome attitude, my death and riddies and puzzies on the dabble or right say check.
Hold on. That's new, though, right? I've never heard that in my life. Is that
Who
correct?
Was that man?
That's brand spanking new. That's Carney Parrott.
Casey says it's not. Fuck. This is concerning to me if that's not new. Oh, man.
Well, if you've never heard it, it's new to you.
That's
if you
right.
Forgot. Yeah. Here's what I want to do first. I want to play a little game called A to Z. We played this last year. With spooky words. This year, I want to play A to Z with possible Halloween costumes for this year. Now, Halloween, great. I think when this comes out is, I want to say, 6 days away, something like that. So people
sure,
still have
like
time to cobble together a half-assed idea. And I want you to give some costumes. Ideally, your response takes no more than just a few seconds. Aaron, why don't we
we'll
start
see.
With you? We're going to go in alphabetical order. We're going to bounce back and forth. So, Aaron, you'll start with A. JPC, you'll go to B. Aaron, you'll have C, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll give points at the end for who I thought did the best. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Aaron, take us away.
Abe Lincoln, sexy.
Bebop and rock slutty. So that is a combo costume where one of you can be more conservative and the other one can be a little more
rock
sexy.
Rock slutty,
but
okay.
Cat, comma, slutty.
Okay, I sense a theme.
Doja Cat, not slutty. I want you to do your most chaste Doja Cat.
Aaron Keefe, comma, slutty.
Kurt.
Frank... And then in parentheses, like penis, in Stein. So it's like a, because like a Frank, I don't know. Yeah,
what is Frankman slang for penis?
I was thinking more like a hot dog is like phallic, you know, but like.
I can think of one instance and it's Something About Mary where it says he got the Frank above the beans, but. I don't know if that movie
Casey is
up.
Typing.
Okay, we got to go faster.
Casey said Frankenstein was right there, and I agree with
you.
Casey.
Play the goddamn game.
Frankengrind.
Ghost.
Okay.
Horse.
Jesus Christ.
You said faster.
Ice cream cone.
Joker, comma, sexy.
Keith, comma, slutty.
Lincoln, comma, Abe, comma, slutty. No, hold on, I'm proud of that one.
I stand by that one. Mom.
All right, for the first time ever, I'm stopping the game.
No, why? What did I do wrong?
Guys.
Mummy. A mummy.
All right, she's a mummy.
She's a mummy.
Okay. Clear. I just want to make sure that we're all in the Halloween spirit because
okay.
It just seems like, I don't know.
Well,
guys.
I have my next one.
We're repeating a lot of stuff. Ice cream.
Can I have my next one?
Slut. Okay.
Knob Goblin. And this is the Kaba Sexy.
There we go. Back on track.
Ostrich, comma, sexy.
Okay. This
can't
one's
picture
more
it?
Concept- this one's more
You're
conceptual.
You're not trying
this
hard one- enough.
This one's more conceptual, and it's only for kind of like adult Halloween, for like sexy Halloween, and it's penis.
Mm-hmm.
As a costume.
Didn't we say that we're going to turn this podcast into a spirit of Halloween for the month of October? Didn't we promise each other that?
We promised that this year we're going to have the Hey Riddle Riddle Halloween logo. And then have a spirit banner Halloween draped across it as if it's taking over.
Now, did we promise that on an episode that's come out already, or did we promise that on an episode that hasn't come out yet?
I don't think we talked about it on an episode at all. I think it was in between.
Oh, good. Penis.
Singing the song.
Queen Elizabeth, comma, sexy.
Rugrats, comma, Tommy, comma, sexy.
Spirit of Halloween.
Tommy Pickles, comma, Rugrats, comma, sexy.
Umbrella, comma, not sexy.
Victorian child, comma, dying of dysentery, comma, sexy.
Oh, dibs. Would love. That's my costume this year. Witch, comma, sexy.
Xena, hornier princess.
What's something that begins with a Y?
Why?
Well, if you did witch, JPC has Y.
You.
No, I did X. Come on.
You're up, JPC.
Why is just you? You just said you?
You. Be yourself for Halloween.
Okay.
Comma
Z.
Sexy. Sorry. Be the sexy.
Z, this is a little bit of a cheat, but it's going to be ba, comma, zinga, comma, young Sheldon, comma, sexy.
Why is there a comma between ba and zinga if the letter was Z? Should it be zinga, comma,
I'm reading off the list you gave me. I don't know.
You told us to say all this. Adel sent us a list before in an email, and then we just read it verbatim.
Who
wins money?
R.I.P., because this is the first ever blah, riddle, riddle, dead, literally dead stop.
Uh-oh. Who got it?
We both
JBC,
win the money?
JBC Aaron, what's going on?
Huh, what is going on?
That's the longest a game's ever taken, and that's the worst you've ever done in a game.
Half of those were good. Half of those were good costumes.
Here's what I'll say. Aaron and JPC, 0 points. Casey, Tony, 1,000 points for Fuckenstein.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
I could have said Fuckenstein.
If we hadn't explain how all the costumes would have worked, it would have taken way longer.
Ugh.
Too many commas. Too many sexies, too many outfits that were not in any way associated with Halloween or anything
scary or spooky
in general.
Too many sexies. Let's not be going to Adel's Halloween party because apparently he don't want the hotties with the bodies up in his spot.
I like them frumps. I want to make sure that are we in the Halloween spirit? Is there something I can do to help better set a spooky table? What do you need from me in order for this to be a little more Halloween tinged?
Spooky table? Oh, I wouldn't say no to a pumpkin spice donut.
Pumpkin spice latte, some candy corn.
Okay.
Apple cider donut.
All right, perfect.
A Reese's varietal. I would
Reese's
kick that
varietal.
Out of bed for eating crackers.
Okay, here's what I think is going on. I think me, Adel, I'm not very scary. I have a beard. My eyebrows look kind of angry, but that's not necessarily scary, more annoying.
That's
so
just my
I'm
going to
bring
sir.
In I'm going to bring in someone that I think might scare you into shape. So what? Let me just step outside this door. I'll be right back.
Who do you think is going to be? Puzzbot?
It's usually Puzzbot.
Dr. I mean,
who is Puzzbot?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know who that is. My name is Blood Clot.
Chainsaw Adel, when
arm,
we have meetings
arm.
With your therapist, we talk what? About why Puzzbot exists, and it's when you feel so disappointed by us that you disassociate from yourself, and you have to send Puzzbot in.
That's a question for Adel, but that sounds right. Here's what I'm going to do. Bloodclot would like the two of you to do a... Wait, what is that sound? Sorry, my gears must be broken. Looking inside chest. Nope, not in here. Looking inside butt. Nothing there. Looking inside head. Nothing there. It must be a bop, 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 bop. Halloween animal parade.
Oh, okay, Blood Clot. Yeah, was that necessarily the beat? It doesn't matter, Blood Clot. You're doing great.
Here, I'll play a recording of Adel doing it.
Yeah, that's better.
And one of you... Go,
yeah,
please.
I got a hamster dressed as a ghost.
A vampire who is a barracuda.
A horse bobbing for apples.
A cheetah on holiday.
A wolf trick-or-treating.
A marmot with a costume.
Halloween
a bird
animal
dressed
parade.
As nope. Iron Man. Oh, I'm
nope.
late.
The cutoff is gone.
Oh.
The cutoff is gone. I award you both 0 points.
Wow.
Is everything okay? Is
Still
everything
tied?
Okay?
Still tied is pretty good.
Wow. No
is
points.
Is everything okay with you too?
No, I have no points. I said,
yeah,
I said ostrich comma sexy, and I got no points. What is this place?
Is it because an ostrich is already inherently sexy?
Hey, guys. I just saw someone leave out the door that I came in through. Was that, did I know that person?
No.
In a way, yes, but it's way too much for us to unpack now.
Wipes off metallic paint. Oh, I was just doing a Mad Max audition.
How'd it go?
I think I got the part.
Oh, cool.
It was me, man. And Anya Taylor-Joy auditioning for the female lead.
Again.
I think it went well.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why don't we, I don't know what happened while I was gone here, but why don't we pick up with a game that we started doing last year that instantly became my favorite thing we've ever done on this show. Aaron, I think you remember your trailer. Do you remember?
Yes, my publicist told me not to confirm or deny the existence of that episode and how I actively was not listening when you gave me the name of the trailer and then dove. Basically, it was like diving into a pool without water. It's one of the most dangerous things I've ever done on the show. It was a disaster.
You and Bugs Bunny, the only two people who have ever done that.
That could happen to anyone. Honestly, it could happen to anyone.
I think Dead and Breakfast was the name of your trailer.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is called Trailer Damn Near Killed Her. What's going to happen is you both have 2 minutes to improvise the perfect horror movie trailer based on the title I give you. You will do all the voices in the trailer. You do all the sound effects. You'll do the narration, the overlaid narration, if you like. Any edits, any cuts, any songs slowed down to sound spooky. Mm-hmm. You'll list the cast if you want to say like who plays who. Your mission is to make me scared to miss this movie. Are you two ready?
Yes.
Now, I have a question. It's more of a question of logistics.
Okay.
Is Erin going to get the same name of the trailer she did last year? Just as a true test to see if she can remember the name?
I've already said it once. Erin, did you hear what I said?
Dead and Breakfast.
Close enough.
Okay, then she shouldn't get it.
Death and Breakfast.
She should get something different. If she remembers it, she shouldn't get it.
JBC, let's have you go first. So, Erin.
Please.
Can learn from watching.
Get a sense of how the game is played.
I'm doing a dance. I'm getting ready.
Wow, Aaron's doing a real fun dance.
It looks great.
Okay, JPC.
Yes.
The trailer I want to see, and I'm going to give you two options just because I think that might be helpful.
Oh, thank you.
Your two options are Nobody's Ghoul and Banshees All That.
Nobody's Ghoul, is that Nobody's Girl? Is that the play there?
I'm not going to confirm or deny the play on anything. This is just the title.
Then I'll take Banshees All That.
Okay.
I'll take Banshees All That. Okay. Melissa Rosemont was a very plain girl, and no one at her high school noticed her at all. Until one day, she took off the glasses, let down her hair, and got struck by a city bus. And then we cut to that. We all see that happen, and we cut to like her funeral, and you know people are just talking through it, and like no one really cares. But then there's like a you see one loner kid who's at who's left at the funeral after everyone else is gone, except the local necromancer.
Oh,
that's right. He's bringing Melissa back, and she's about to be hotter than ever. But can she adjust to high school while her body is literally falling to pieces? Hey, boys. Nose falls off, arms fall off. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Holy shit. Didn't that girl die? Who?
1 minute left.
This fall. This Halloween. No, that's not this fall. This Halloween season. Anya Taylor-Joy is bringing the... Hold on, what is she bringing? She's going to be bringing the, something back to high school. She's bringing the... the scary back to library. No, that's nothing. This Halloween season, Banshee... Hold on, that's nothing either. Don't get your band saw. Well, no, that's nothing.
The frog that you're dissecting isn't the only dead thing at school.
That's less than nothing. Okay. That's not helpful for me. Banshees All That.
Scene. Wow, very nice job. What's the opposite of stuck the landing? Got stuck in the landing? You got stuck in the landing, but...
Landy got stuck on me.
Landy got stuck on
his
you.
His foot's trapped and he's going, ow, 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 ow.
But here's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
I want a t-shirt that says, "Hi, boys, nose falls off." I think that's one of the better things I've heard. Also, I thought it was very nice, Aaron, that you came in to try and help. So I'm going to give Aaron 25 points for coming in.
Thank
just a
you.
Nice, sweet assist. A
that
little bit
sense.
Of a
that makes sense.
John Stockton move. Hate to use that reference. But here's what I'll say. Anya Taylor-Joy, of course, just competing against me for this new Mad Max Furiosa movie. So I'm going to have to deduct a few points from what I would have given you. So JBC, you would have got 100 points. I'm going to bump it down to 99.
Honestly, I think what they're doing there, Adel, is they know they want you, but they're trying to drive your price down. So they're like, they're putting Anya Taylor-Joy there so yeah. that they know that you're going to accept a lower offer because you think that Anya Taylor-Joy is going to get the part.
Interesting. I said mm-hmm. if they cast me, I'd take him out for a $2,000 dinner. So I'm already out $2,000.
Yes.
So yeah, that might be a problem. That's what we like to call a weak negotiating position.
So Aaron has 25, JPC has 99. Aaron, I am going to deduct 1 point, which is going to take you down to 24, because I believe, I could be wrong, and we don't have time to parse through this. I believe when JPC said the local necromancer, I think you heard the local necrophiliac, because you went, ugh.
I wasn't even here. That's audio Casey used from a different
okay.
episode.
Interesting,
oh my God. No. Yeah. Oh no. I'm a necromancer. I just put the corpses back together. Yeah. If they want to fuck, they want to fuck. But that is not something I'm even into. That is their decision.
Aaron, are you ready for your trailer? Damn near killed her.
No.
Okay. Will you do it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, your options are Cemetery Sarah or My Teacher's a Goblin.
Okay. I'm going to go with Cemetery Sarah.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready. 2 minutes.
Sarah's 16th birthday party is right around the corner. And then she's walking through the hallway. She goes, "Hey, guys." And no one pays attention. She goes, "Hey, are you guys all..." And no one pays attention. The bad news is she has a party hall booked, but no guests to go to her party. She'll have to try a different hangout spot to find some friends who can come to her party. And she walks upon the cemetery and...
Upon?
Now you get poetic.
There's a thunderstorm and all the gravestones get struck and they come alive and they go, "Hey, what's your name? Are you dead?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'm dead. Come..."
She's still alive.
As long as you are actually dead, we'll okay. come to your okay. sweet 16.
1 minute left.
I actually can't even believe this. I actually cannot even believe this to me. I'm not even kidding. I think I might forget the name. Okay.
Cut to the party. Let's get it started.
Are you sure you're dead, Sarah? Totally. Totally dead.
And the beat goes running.
Wait, she blew out her candles. That means she has human breath in her body. Sarah, you lied to us. No, but you guys are the best friends I've ever had. You guys are the best. Please, I'll die. No, Sarah, don't try to die to become friends with us. Stay alive. We love you so much, you should live a long life. Margot Martindale is Cemetery
oh.
Sarah.
Wow.
It's Cemetery no. Sarah.
No.
Okay, where to start?
Okay, I just have to say something. I literally was like, oh I'm going to, I genuinely went in going like, I'm going to do such a good job. Because mm-hmm. the second time I did it last year, it went really well. I thought I was yeah. proud of my trailer. And I went yes. in with that confidence. There's something about, I'm crying. There's something about this game, though. I start doing it, and I get really mm-hmm. scared. I got really scared in
good.
There.
Good.
Martindale's a powerhouse. I got to say, that is a yeah. strong pick.
Yeah.
Honestly, what can't she do?
Absolutely not seeing that movie up until the casting reveal, and then I was like, tickets for opening night.
And if the casting reveal is the end of the trailer, yeah. you got to go back and rewatch the trailer because you're like, I watched that girl for the whole trailer, and that is Margot Martindale.
That was Margot Martindale? I've had that with movies before.
That's
I'm like, wait, that was Gary Oldman?
Yeah, with Gary Oldman. Yeah, he's
with
a Transformer.
He's a Transformer. Okay.
Oh, God, I can't believe that happening.
Aaron, I do love the idea of in the middle of a trailer for a movie, the narrator going, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, so I just was like, oh God, I lost. I stumbled.
If you haven't heard last year's Blah Riddle Riddle, I recommend you go back and listen to that because this trailer game with both JPC and Aaron was just so fun. Aaron,
what's happening to me?
I think a lot of what you had happen in that trailer was very reminiscent of what JPC had happen in his trailer.
What else was I supposed to do?
The first part of her trailer was pretty much the same situation as mine.
Are you accusing me of plagiarism?
Aaron, here's the thing.
Yeah, I guess so, sure.
Here's the thing. Ants, Bug's Life. We all know what happened there. Armageddon, Deep Impact. Hey.
I'm a Bug's Life. He's Ants.
That's which
fair.
One had Woody Allen? That's the one
you.
I want.
That's the one you want?
To watch. Wait, fuck.
So, Aaron, I'm going to say, I think your trailer probably garnered you like 15 points. But Margot Martindale, inspired choice. So I'm going to bump it up to a full... 100.
Wow, Adel, you think that there can't be two movies about a teen girl in the same year?
Absolutely.
That's too similar?
Yeah, when they go back to back and when listen to the other trailer.
Our girls are different. Mine is alive and his is dead. Those are two different teen experiences.
Yours wants to be dead.
Yours wants to be alive.
Well, I think it's not really different.
It's the odd couple.
Let's call the whole thing off.
JPC, for the assist, I'm going to add 25 points to your total. But
thank you.
Did use the song Let's Get It Started in here, which, if you've ever heard the real lyrics, is very problematic. So we're going to
I used the okay version.
All right. We'll keep it at the full 125. So it looks like it's 124 to 124.
Did I ever tell you I had a dream where the Black Eyed Peas were playing at a party and they came on and they played that song, but they were playing the not okay version, and I was in the dream. I was at the party being like, are we going to stop this? Should we stop this? Then I woke up and I said, oh, what a weird dream to dream in 2022.
Dream. Was it Fergie? Was it her and the Black Eyed Peas that sang the national anthem and they cut to the faces of all the players and they're cracking up?
Yeah.
That was a terrible moment in history.
Well, she first of all, national anthem, bad song. Second of all, she did that song dirty.
Yeah.
You gotta sing it kind of vanilla if you want to do the national anthem. And nobody should. We should have a better song. I think Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA should be the new national anthem.
Ooh.
Because it's just so much more fun.
I like that. Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, moving my hips like yeah, nodding my head like yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with more Blair Riddle Riddle.
My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous.
1, 2, 3, 4, Blair Riddle Riddle.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do whatever you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay. Berpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
What's going on, buddy?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive?
Better helping to me? Are you better helping to me?
Better helping to me is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi guys, it's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I can't believe I fucked up that game again. That felt bad.
Well, that was amazing. But don't worry, we are going to move on to something else.
Casey said, I can't believe it.
Is everybody ready to come back?
Yes.
Yep.
And we're back, and let's launch immediately into more trailer damn near killed her.
No. Or no, you know what? I could do it because I would be redeemed.
Okay. Aaron, do you want to go first?
Oh my God, we're actually doing it.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
I think I can do better than what I did, and I think I can add some different, some more dynamic stuff into my trailer thing.
Oh, hell yeah. I do think the one thing causing a point deficit is that if either of you used a song, like Aaron, I don't remember last year you kept saying it's raining, mm-hmm. it's pouring, etc. Like if we use a song especially, I think that's really going to be atmospheric and cool and good. Aaron, would you like to go first or would you like to pass to the
JPC? Okay, I got points off for using an awesome Black Eyed Peas song, so I guess I don't really understand that note, but typical studio behavior.
I kept the 25.
Okay.
Typical studio behavior.
JPC, you get to pick.
I think I'm going to do Aaron first, and then I'm going to go.
Great.
Sandwich style.
Aaron, your options are, and if there's something that was previously mentioned you want to use, you can absolutely use that. So let's see. Nobody's Ghoul has not been used, and My Teacher's a Goblin. But if you don't want to use either of those, the other options for you, Aaron, is going to be This Purse is Cursed, and That's the Worst, or Haunt It if You've Got It.
This Purse is Cursed, and That's the Worst.
Great. Whenever you're ready. 2 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
I got it.
Okay.
And Aaron, a new rule, because this isn't fair to JPC. Aaron, every time you stop, we're going to add 30 seconds onto the clock.
No. Okay,
so your trailer right now is going to be 2 minutes, 30 seconds, whenever you're ready.
Did it. Money. Carol Smith has a shopping addiction. Money. She's hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. Money. But what if her credit card had a mind of its own? JPC, who are you looking for? You're looking around your room for
two
something.
2.5 minutes left.
Money. What if your credit card started murdering people? I swear it's not me. I'm not the one murdering people. It's my credit card. Yeah, right. You're just trying to get rid of your credit card and all its debts. No, I'm not. I'm Carol, and I'll fix my shopping addiction and stop my murdering credit card.
2 minutes.
This fall.
Uh-oh.
This Halloween. This curse is personal. This purse is cursed, and that's the worst. Margot Martindale and Alfred Molina star in This Curse is Purse, and that's the worst.
2 minutes left.
Money. And then the credit card goes like this, like he's going to slit your throat.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And end. I'm exhausted.
Minute and a half left, Aaron.
That's good.
I'm so tired.
I liked it, though. I liked it. Even if it was short for a trailer, but I still liked it.
Okay, yeah, Aaron.
I couldn't figure out what I had to make it about. Sorry.
You had a minute and a half left. You didn't fill it. So we do have to deduct a point for every second. So that's
what?
90 seconds.
What? But, Adel, I did a creepy song. Can I get some bonus points for that?
Well, here's the thing. You did a creepy song, which was money, which is, number one, very hard to make creepy. And number two, last year, if you listened to last year's episode, An example I used for a song to make creepy was Money by Pink Floyd, which goes a little bit differently, but still is just a repetition of the word money. So
I don't listen to the show.
Huh. Okay, so 100 points added to Aaron's total. For
I heard it's good.
Smart. Aaron, world's better. World's better. I'm going to give
you
100 points for doing a better trailer. I'm going to give you, I was going to deduct points for using Margot Martindale again, but she's a national treasure. So another 100 points for using Margot Martindale
and
for being
Alfred
smart.
Molina is the voice of the credit card.
Wow.
Alfred Molina and Kevin Kline, for some reason, we don't see them in movies anymore. They both are phenomenal actors. We deserve to see Alfred Molina more. So another 100 points. I think that makes 300. Plus you used, what did you use? No, that's it. 300 points. So that's going to be a total of 434 points for you, Aaron. JPC, are you ready for your second trailer, Damn Near Killed Her?
Uh-huh, I am.
So you up for grabs if you would like them is... So up for use if you would like them are Nobody's Ghoul, My Teacher's a Goblin, and Haunt It If You've Got It. Otherwise, you can use Ouija for Free and Full Moon Monday.
Ouija for Free and Full Moon Monday.
Great options.
I'll go with Full Moon Monday.
Great. Whenever you're ready, 2 minutes.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
100 points.
The full moon rises over New York City. We have action shots, people, you know, hustling and bustling, talking, yelling, getting into traffic altercations. Everyone is you know, acting kind of aggressive towards each other. New York City, 2023. Only the strong survive. But this Monday, will strength be enough to survive?
1 minute left.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
As that music plays, we see a shot. It's moving through this crowd of New York City. It's in Times Square, and then there's a girl just in like a white dress, and she's, you know, she looks like she's wet, like she just crawled out of a river, and her hair's in front of her face. And as it hits girl, her eyes pop up, and you see the full moon, and then you see werewolf fangs coming at her teeth, and then suddenly. The crowd, it's chaos, it's panic. People are running, people are screaming, there's blood, people are like holding limbs. This Halloween, werewolves come to New York City. Full
title.
Moon. Hold on. There's a difference between pausing for dramatic influence and doesn't remember the title.
And this is doesn't remember the title.
Full Moon Monday.
Do we hear any of the cast?
Well, you saw it.
Yeah, that was Kevin.
That's Millie Bobby Brown, my friend. If you can't see Millie Bobby Brown when I show you Millie Bobby Brown, you don't deserve to see Millie Bobby Brown. Fine, I'll give you the cast. I'll give you the cast. They don't do that always. Millie Bobby Brown. Tom Holland. Timothée Chalamet.
Whoa!
Shameik Moore. Tom Hollanday sauce. The girl from the guy who's in all the Netflix stuff. I think his name is Noah. The girl from Game of Thrones. She's in there. A couple of Zendayas. Why not? Let's see.
A couple of Zendayas.
probably a Culkin. He's the mayor. The mayor
sounds like you won an award and you don't know what you're winning it for. You're just thinking about
I'd like to thank all parents, the moon.
Yes. And introducing as the moon, Saoirse Ronan.
Is this from the past? What is this movie?
Sometimes they do introducing as like a fun joke.
Saoirse Ronan.
They're like introducing Kevin Kline and he's like, come on, it's Kevin Kline. We all know who that is.
Introducing again. because he's been gone for a while. He does Bob's Burgers, but not much else, I don't think.
He does Bob's Burgers, but he does a lot of Bob's Burgers.
He's the mayor of Bob's Burgers. JPC.
Yes.
Very good job.
Thank you
so much. It's very hard to make, to put, this is the story of a girl who cried a river. It's very hard to put that to the tune of It's Raining, It's Pouring. But somehow you did it.
That was an inspired choice, JPC. I thought that was excellent.
It was a long walk, but we got to the destination.
I'm glad I've never sang it that slow before. And I was like, oh, I don't remember the lyrics when it's coming this slow. You remember the basic story. She cried a river and she drowned the whole world.
And Cinderella can drive it home with one light. Jacob Dylan, one light. I'm gonna get JPC. We're gonna go ahead and say 500 points total.
Thank you.
Very well executed. Incredible so cast.
Wasn't that?
Thank you.
Good.
I really appreciate it.
Aaron,
500 points. Good.
Aaron,
sorry. That's my little. That's my little hand talking. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I draw little eyes on my finger and do a little hand.
Just like
talks.
Aaron.
A little hand.
Aaron, I have other stuff prepared, but if you like, I'll give you another chance to do a trailer.
I got
to
get the hell out of here. Well, you know what? Actually, okay. Yeah. And this time it'll be good. No, this time I'll do it. I'm not even kidding. I'm about to blow this out of the water. Hit me.
Isn't she confident?
I feel like I'm at 20 and I just said hit me in black.
No, Aaron, this is 21 and you're saying hit me. Okay. Okay. Aaron, your options are seance anything or cult from the same cloth. Or you can still do my teacher's a goblin or whatever else that was.
Seance anything.
Okay, whenever you're ready, Aaron, 2 minutes.
All my instincts, they return a grand facade. So soon we'll burn this Halloween. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. I'm so happy in our new relationship. Yes, we're in high school and we're falling in love. I'm so glad we found each other. I was such a perfectionist during high school. Enough out of you. I'm so sad that I spent all of high school just trying to get straight A's. I could have been dating a cool guy like you. Everything's going so well. I hope a demon doesn't take over my body. There's a demon inside the girl from Say Anything, and that's what the movie is. She's reaching out from the inside of her to try to kill John Cusack.
1 minute left.
In your eyes, the light, the heat. He's starting to notice something's a little off about her. I am complete. Your eyes. We got to get that demon out of her body. Does anyone know an exorcist? You see the doorway. Your eyes of a thousand churches. It turns out the dad sent the demon to get the daughter to focus more on the schoolwork than having a boyfriend.
No.
So she has a contentious relationship with her dad, but they get the demon out at the end. Margot Martindale. And John Cusack. And seance. There has to be a seance. Go back. We're just dating. Everything's going well. Let's do a seance for fun for Halloween. And
to the beginning? Back to the beginning?
That's how the demon gets in. All my instincts, they return.
I thought the dad put the demon in.
From the that was the first right. That was my
oh, okay. So is the dad character cut completely?
This Halloween. Alfred Molina and Margot Martindale.
What happened to John Cusack?
And John Cusack.
You got cut from this draft.
In?
And Joan Cusack.
And in?
Oh, seance.
Time perfect. Aaron.
Time perfect.
Can I do another one? I have to get out of this episode alive doing one that is good.
It's not a sunk cost.
I can do this.
We're going to do it. Aaron.
Okay.
Your only option. You have this one option. That's it.
Okay.
My teacher's a goblin.
My teacher's a goblin.
I think you can do it, Aaron. I have faith in you.
Okay.
JPC just texted, I do not have faith in her.
That was about something different, though.
It's a cruel, cruel summer. Now you're gone.
You can't sing a song normally and then just go, wum, 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 wum.
Can't I? Kim, it's so annoying that you have to do summer school just because you failed one class because you missed a test by sleeping in. That stinks. We wish you could come to all the fun summer partying we're going to do by the lake. Ugh, I wish. But I guess his name is Mr. Goblin, and he's the summer school teacher. I hear he's nice, but really hard. Yeah, whatever. Have a good summer. See you in the fall. Hopefully. What was that? Nothing. Hi, I'm here for summer school. It's a cool... And then the goblin teacher is writing his name. Mr. Goblin turns and he looks and there's just something off about him.
Sure, he's a goblin.
And then she goes, is there anyone else in this class? And it's one other cute boy. And then they're walking out from the first day of class and she goes, don't you feel like there's something weird about Mr. Goblin? Doesn't he sort of seem like he could be a goblin? Kim, you're so funny. It's just that his name is Mr. Goblin. Wouldn't that be a hat on the hat and too obvious? You're crazy. He's just a weird guy. You know what? Let's sneak into his house to prove that he's not a goblin. Okay, yeah. I like to flirt and go to a house with you. That sounds awesome. It's a cool... And then they get in the house and the door slams and lock and he goes, I'll teach you a lesson. Never coming to a goblin's house. Murder, 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 murder. It's a cruel summer. And then this Halloween, Margot Martindale and Alfred Molina are in. My teacher's a goblin.
Time perfect.
Give her one more chance. Come
no.
on.
I'm going to give 10,000 points.
Thank you.
To JPC for being so patient and sitting through.
All right, fine. Send me a list and I'll do it on my own time.
I barely interrupted at all, Aaron. I barely interrupted at all.
I felt judgment. I felt the heat for setting it in high school again.
I felt judgment.
I felt judgment.
From who? From you?
Here's the thing.
I was quiet.
No, you weren't.
Aaron, you were absolutely right to feel judgment from both of us, but it's not for why you think.
Why? What is it for?
Everything else except for the school thing.
What are you talking about?
How do you feel judgment because you said it in the school again and you used Margot Martindale four times?
It was about a teacher. Where else am I supposed to set it?
Not Aaron,
a school?
To go back, I can't even, I'm in heaven. This is the best day of my life. To go back to the trailer you did before this one, if studios would be smart enough to have their trailer go, turns out, and then explain the ending, and then also go back. I mean, I would go see any movie where the trailer was bold enough, had the balls enough to pull that move. I think that's...
It's a really cool move for a trailer to do.
I feel like I know I could do a good one. I did a good one last year. It's not like I'm trying to be bad at this. This is just hard. When you get up there, it's like when you get to the highest diving board, you have all the confidence in the world climbing up, and then you get up there, and you're like, it's hard to make up a plot of a movie.
We're accusing you of trying to be bad at this? Is that what you think is
when
the thing that's going on?
Is this consistently bad at a thing after this many chances? It seems like I'm throwing this on purpose, and I am not throwing it on purpose.
But just no one's here said. No one said Aaron's throwing this.
Okay, here's what I'll say, Aaron. You have 434 points. JPC, you have 10,624 points.
Okay.
JPC, since you have the higher amount of points, you get to decide. Do we go on to some scary, spooky riddles? Do we do our annual Rap for Daddy rap segment,
or
would you like to hear Aaron do another trailer Damn Near Killed Her?
This sucks. This sucks because obviously I want to make Aaron rap. I'd love to have Aaron do one more trailer, and then you have to do the classic riddle at the end. I'd love to do all of these. Every one of these options makes me look like a bad guy, though, right? I mean, I don't get away looking clean on any of these things.
Because you don't think I...
JPC,
you think I'll
absolve you. JPC, I'll absolve you. Aaron, you have 1 minute to wrap a trailer for the movie.
It's all been leading to this, huh?
At least this is not my fault. At least this is not my fault.
Slamming into each other.
You have to wrap a trailer or wrap the plot, whatever comes out, for the movie Cult from the Same Cloth. Cult from the Same Cloth. Aaron, whenever you're ready.
It will take me a minute, but I'm gonna get there. Hold on.
Yeah, you'll get there, and we yeah, you'll get there.
Your husband died, and you're full of guilt. So come over to my house. We'll make a quilt with all the girls. They know how to sew. They're really weird, though. You can't do that. You can't. Your body can't shut down. You can't shut down if I do this.
Oh.
You think I'm not cringing? You think I don't want to cover my face and die right now?
It's a diss track.
Hey, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. You're going to be okay.
We're making quilt. Oh. It's a quilt knitting group. Mm-hmm. And they turn out to be a cult, a murdering cult. If anyone else wants to jump in and do a burst.
Okay, we'll stop there. Huh? We'll stop there.
Anyone else? What on earth?
We'll stop there. We'll stop there.
What on earth? Okay, JPC, I think I could jump.
Yeah.
JPC, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a chance to respond rap to Aaron's trailer.
Okay. And
it has to be the same title, though.
JPC, you have higher points. Do you agree to that? I can give you a different title. I can give you just a one word suggestion because you've earned this. You are the clear winner of this episode. Do you want?
Thank you. Thank you for telling me that I have earned it. I do feel like I have earned it.
Yeah. the suggestion could be like skeletons or like bones or ghosts or something, or you can do a movie, whatever you decide. You decide.
I would love to. Aaron had to do the wrapping a plot for a movie, so I would love to get a movie suggestion that I have to do a rap about. I would love that.
That feels perfect. Fair. And I would like 500 points for being a good sport.
JPC, your title for this.
Oh, I thought you were leaving it up to me to see if Aaron has been a good sport, because I'm like, I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't seem like she has been a good sport. What's my title?
Hold on, I'm typing this into Google. How to delete a podcast episode while you're still recording it. Huh.
I would love to hear like Tupac doing a rap track, and in the middle of it he goes, wait, no, you can't do that. Come on, Dre, you can't, don't put your body like that. You can't do that.
It looked like shutting down. It was so cringy and so painful for him that his body started to shut down.
Which is funny because in my brain I feel absolute glee. Like, this is the happiest I've ever been. JPC, the movie that you're going to rap about, it could be a summary, it could be a trailer, whatever you choose. The movie is Blood Brothers. Blood Brothers.
Blood Brothers. Hey, let me tell you about my bro. He is made of hemoglobins. That's right, he's blood. He's an exact copy of my mud. And when I say mud, I mean my atoms. And also, my name is Atom. I'm an average high school kid, except I got blood for a sieve. That's right, he's my blood brother. And we to one another are as close as brothers can be. Even though he's made of me, I made him in a lab one night. It was quite a fright. I cut myself when I tried to dig into a frog skin. And my blood went in the frog. Casey, put it back. Thank you, I was not done with my story. And I put it in a frog. And he started hopping on a log. And then the frog spoke to me. He said, Adam, your majesty, I am your brother inside a frog because I made it your blood. I said, whoa, this is trippy. Now get into my zippy little Mazda 3 that I have. Well, actually, my parents paid for it. But it doesn't matter. I'm in high school. My name's Adam. My brother is a frog, and he's made of my blood. Coming this summer. And that's the end, Casey. That part was the end.
Woo.
I was done after that.
Wow. Wow.
That part I felt really good about, and I felt really strongly about that, about how that went.
You should. That was incredible. Here's the rub. JPC.
Oh, rub me. Yeah.
I'm deducting 10,500 points for you because
this makes sense.
Let me explain myself.
Yeah, no, I get it.
This is like when a football team is up 100-1.
Sure.
And they keep in their starters.
I'm the Bears right now. I'm the Bears.
And the other coach is like, what the fuck are you doing? You're good. Like, why? Take out your starters. That just felt unnecessary.
Can I just say something about this?
But I'm there to play. Those guys want to play. They wouldn't be professional football players if they didn't want to have a little fun on the field.
Here's my worst fear.
What am I supposed to do?
If this is your first episode ever, I'm having an off day. This is not like me, okay? I actually am so good at making up trailers. If this is your significant other showing,
so
this is like, oh my God, it's unlistenable to have the one who's bad be also the girl on the show. I hear your comments. I am not bad at this. It's just today, okay? Aaron, I'm good.
I have to say this. In no way is this misogyny.
Why does it feel so bad?
Why do you have to say that? Why do you
Casey said, uh-oh.
Well, Aaron,
you have
I think
to say that.
I would hope and I would pray and I'll do some self-reflection. I don't think any of the points reflect the fact that you're a woman. I don't think that factors
Here's
into
what
why
happened.
Aaron,
last
Aaron.
Night I went out and I had one dirty martini and I am still hungover. I don't feel so good.
If anything, Aaron, people are not going to be saying that about you. What they might be saying is, wow, the one woman on this show really doesn't have any self-awareness about her ability to make trailers. Because she
I did such a good one last year. Last year, I did such a good one. I was so good. My dog ate chocolate yesterday, and I am hungover. Because dirty martini is just vodka, they don't tell you. And I am sweating through my shirt. It's hot in here.
Aaron, all of that. I mean, if you just would have wrapped what you... Can you wrap what you just said? Here we go. Casey?
What did I just say?
No, don't do this. Why are we doing this?
I'm a grown adult and I'm in a cult. And what we do is we make quilts. And we're full of guilt because we kill each other if the quilt's not good enough. Okay, I'm done. Puts all of my Hey Riddle stuff
Aaron,
in my briefcase.
Here's what I'll say. No, Aaron, hold on. The rap you just did was actually very good.
Did I just rap? What happened? Yes. I'm blacking out.
You rhymed. You rhymed a bunch. You rhymed bunches.
Remember the episode during COVID where I lost it? I'm coming up against that right now. I'm hitting that same wall.
Casey, I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. Are we able to clip the trailer from last year and put it at the end of the credits of this episode?
Thank you. The good one.
Maybe. Well, we'll put both.
Yes. The good one.
And here's what I'll have to say. Thank you all so much for supporting another Bleh Riddle Riddle. I don't even, points don't matter. Points are nothing at this point. I think we've lost the concept of points, but I do have
JBC
to say.
JBC won.
Well, we'll never know.
Mummy, 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 spider, 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 give me such a fright. A ghoul terrifies, haunted doll hair giveaway.
A ghoul terrifies, haunted doll hair giveaway.
Based on the tome attitude, my death and riddies and puzzies on the dabble, all right, say check.
JPC, actually, we'll have you go last. Aaron, is there anything you want to plug or promote?
I thought you read a check at the end of this. Do you not write a check? The song said you would write a check.
Not for this one.
And I get that. We have to respect that.
It'll
JPC.
Be an IOU. It'll be a Venmo request. Venmo request.
I do have something to plug.
Yes.
So this Friday, the thing maybe I've been most looking forward to since I've moved to LA, it's a show. It's called Live Band Scaraoke. And it's a remount of my favorite thing that used to happen in Chicago, where it's like a live band karaoke show. Where a bunch of comedians and then also very, very talented singers are going to be singing in costume at the Cat's Crawl this Friday, October 27th at 10 p.m. It's a costume party, a Halloween party. If you need a Halloween thing to do in L.A., please come. Sean will be playing the drums. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be singing a song. It's the first time I've publicly sang, I think, since like 2017 or 2018. But I can't stress to you enough how, outside of my involvement in it, everyone who goes to one of these, it ends up being like one of the most fun nights of their life. It's so silly. It's so fun. And it's $10 for really great Halloween plans. Mm-hmm. Please come in costume. If you need any information about it, or if you can't afford it and you'd like a comp, please reach out to me on Instagram, AaronKeefe10, because I would really love for you to be here. If you haven't seen any of my shows in LA, this is the one to come and see. I promise you'll have the best time. That's this Friday, October 27th at the Cat's Crawl at 10 p.m.
And you're doing the karaoke as well, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm singing a song.
Will you be rapping?
I will not be rapping, but I'll be doing some fun harmony on a song that you would know.
You're going to lose a lot of people if you say that you're not going to
rap. Maybe I'll rap.
Thank you.
I'm going to cede my plug to just tell Aaron just straight out. If you rap, I will fly out to LA to see the show.
I guess I'm rapping.
JPC, do you have anything to plug or review to read?
Yeah, I got a review to read. If you want to get a review featured on the show, just leave us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews. I might find it. If I find it, I might read it. In this case, I'm reading this one from Toph R, and there's 4 R's, and the name of the review is... Discord just rolled out native soundboard capabilities in its voice chat. Naturally, I immediately added the Dean scream to my gaming group server. In the course of a night of intense gaming, a friend mentioned that she loved that I added it, and it was commonly used by one of her favorite podcasts. And that's how I learned we were both huge redheads. That's what fans are called, right? No, it's Riddiots. Howard Dean, still uniting people after all these years. Well, Toph R, to you I say, and congratulations.
Outstanding. And keep an eye out, folks, for on my website. I'm going to be doing a Supernatural episode, and it's going to be Sam and Howard Dean. Are those the two characters, Sam and Dean? But it'll be Sam and Howard Dean. So I'm going to replace Dean with Howard
Winchesters.
Dean.
The Winchesters.
It'll be Howard Dean Winchester, Aaron White.
No, I just realized. We didn't do any riddles. It's my fault.
You're in luck. We do actually
have
a riddle.
That's your fault. What do you mean?
Aaron's right. We're going to do a riddle. Here we go. Aaron.
Uh-huh.
What does a witch do when she goes to a hotel? And we'll find out the answer next year. Aaron, what's the spookiest planet in the sky?
Aaron, Jupiter.
Die forever.
She lost.
Evoked by Adult Terrify. Starring Scaring Keith and John Patrick Cohen. He's scary enough. Casey Tomier is the enemy. He's a horrormonger. Read a book. Party scared on the pyramid. Logo created by Emily Cardenas and Emma Stein Ortiz.
I'm sorry.
Look, I know you talked about the good trailer after the credits, so I can still do that. But
yes,
can I make one possible option to have after the credits? Aaron, would it help you at all if I played a track I have that is a horror movie trailer soundtrack?
Yes.
Do you think maybe you could get the one you want?
Yes.
Okay, let me.
Yes.
All right.
JPC, give me a title. Adel, give me a title. Someone make up a title.
It has to be like a pun too, right?
Something with boo, maybe. Boo. Boo's talking now. Boo. What's a
look? Boo's talking now.
Thank you. Look, Boo's talking now.
All right, Aaron, your redemption topic is look, Boo's talking now. Whenever you're ready.
Great. Yep, I'm 40 weeks pregnant. We're just sort of waiting for the baby to come. We've been nesting. We're so happy. We have that new house up on the hill. And yeah, it's been hard to move in there. Obviously, it's an old house. But we're so excited to meet our new baby. It's a boy! And everyone's so excited. They're celebrating. And they come home from the hospital. And hello, mother. This Halloween. Why can you talk? You're like 3 days old. Of course I can talk, mother. I lived in this house for a very, very long time. A very long time ago. I just want my baby back. But mother, I am your baby. There's just a few things I need you to do, or else
I'll cry, and you'll die.
Margot Martindale is. Look, Boo's talking.
Ah! Mother, where are you? I don't have object permanence, and I can't see you.
Coming this Halloween. Fall, this fall, this fall, love, this fall, fall, coming.
Look, Boo's talking now. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck Adel, fuck JPC, fuck Casey, fuck all y'all. I nailed it. Aaron Keith is back, baby. Not a hungover at all anymore. Love y'all. Happy Halloween.
Very good. Very good.
Was that better?
Yeah, that was
Hello,
much better.
Mommy. That was fantastic. Hello, mommy.
Wait, you can't talk. You're 3 days old.
Hello, mommy.
Hello, mommy. Yeah, Aaron, that was very good. You killed it on that one.
Thank
Aaron,
you.
That was fantastic.
Oh shit.
Cool. Any notes?
Cut the whole thing.
Hey there, Davids and S Pumpkins. If you like that, you are gonna love this week's Patreon. It's a Halloween party draft. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.